Welcome to A Galaxy Not So Far Away, a Serious Galaxy podcast. We are here to do another Mysterious Mini, the weekly mini-sode where we tell you about new book releases and events that are happening in store and online. I'm your host, Becca.
And I'm Gary.
And we have a good amount of events to talk about, I would say.
Yeah, I was disappointed in myself that I almost missed one when I was putting our list together.
Yeah, it's okay.
There's a lot this week.
Man, it happens.
It does. That's true. I guess we could just we'll launch into the first one tomorrow. We don't have an event tonight, but tomorrow at 7 o'clock, Ariel S. Winter is going to be talking about their new book, The Preserve, in conversation with Isaac Marion, the author of Warm Bodies. Folks may know.
Nice. I do know. I'm
close. Yeah. Isaac came into the bookstore before, they did a tour a couple years ago for his last Warm Bodies book, I believe. And he just showed up at the bookstore one day and was like, oh, hey, yeah, I've just been driving down the coast in my van and giving ARCs to bookstores that I might see on my book tour. And was just super chill. He was really cool. He signed books for us and stuff, which was fun.
So nice.
He's going to be in conversation with Ariel Winter talking about The Preserve, which also sounds really cool. It is a book about AI taking over humanity, sort of.
Oh boy.
Decimated by the plague, the human population is now a minority. Robots, complex AIs almost indistinguishable from humans, are the ruling majority. 9 months ago, in a controversial move, the robot government opened a series of preserves, which are designated areas where humans can choose to live without robot interference. Now the preserves face their first challenge. Someone has been murdered.
This gives me some
iRobot vibes.
Yeah.
In that way, they talk a lot about the rest of the description talks a lot about the police investigator who's trying to solve the murder, but is instead uncovering other conspiracies and plots about how terrible it seems to be for people that are actually living in these preserves. Robots are mysteriously dying because of some drug that's an illegal virus that's getting passed around. Maybe.
Wow.
It's a lot. It sounds really interesting. I don't usually, I usually lean more into the fantasy side than the sci-fi side of stuff, but I'm this stuff fascinates me. I love AI consciousness and wrestling with the differences in humanity in that way, which I hope
it spooks me out.
Yeah, I find it really interesting. So I'll probably check this event out. I might have to pick up a copy of this book because we got a few into the store already. But yeah, so that's tomorrow.
Sorry, I got super distracted.
You're fine.
I was looking at our next event, which is a event that bookseller Constance is doing with Sarah Wolf for the third in series, for the Bring Me Their Hearts series. It's called Send Me Their Souls.
You know, I saw the cover of this and did not realize this was from this same series.
Yeah, I won't lie to you. I was being distracted by the fact that Sarah's last name is Wolf, and it looks like there's a giant wolf on the cover.
Yes, that is very true.
Because that's where my attention span is at right now.
Sarah is the wolf.
Oh my god. You've uncovered it.
It's herself in insert OC. In her own book.
So you guys can join us. I believe the event starts at 7 p.m. and it is a YA series. It's fantasy romance. And we have all of the books available. So if you haven't checked out the series, I would check it out.
Yeah. I've heard good things. I know that I know Constance has definitely really enjoyed the first couple in this.
Yeah, one, so I was not surprised to see that Constance was running the event.
Yeah, they're both her staff picks. I think Sarah's been in the store before and has gotten to know Constance, so it makes sense that she'd be leading this event.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. On Friday, we have two events. The first one is the next virtual author chat from Escondido Library's virtual series. They are discussing, they're doing mystery authors at 4 o'clock on Friday. Looks like they are having Jennifer J. Chow and Abby Collette on to talk about their new books. Mimi Lee Gets a Clue. Mimi Lee Reads Between the Lines. And then Abby's book, A Deadly Inside Scoop, and Game of Cones. Game of Cones! What a good title! Oh, I love cozy mystery titles, actually. A Deadly Inside Scoop is also really good.
I know that, you know, we are Mysterious Galaxy, so it makes sense. But I feel like we've been doing so many mystery panels lately. Am I just imagining that? I feel like
the mystery panels happen more often than mystery solo events just because of the nature of, like, the engagements we get on different events, if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't mean it as a complaint. Like, I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Also, like, we did have 3 YA panels last week.
Okay, all right.
We have to balance it out a little bit.
All the YA, all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, so this one's going to be done through Escondido Library, which I believe is taking place on their Facebook. You can sign up on Eventbrite to get a reminder. It is a free event to follow. They also just have their own website that's looks like escondidolibrary.org/register. Although the link on the image they gave us, the eyes in Escondido and Library look like ones. Is that... I think it's just a font thing. So, yeah, that worried me for a second. I was like, wait a minute, what are they doing?
It's just a font choice.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, so that's at 4 o'clock on Friday.
Excellent. And then, did you want to just second event?
Push into the next one. Yeah, also Friday, 7 o'clock. This one hosted by us on our Crowdcast, we have Quan in conversation with Robert Arellano discussing Black Lotus 2 The Vow, which I should have like pulled this book up. It is new this week. After the death of a police officer, Assassin Kala, aka the Black Lotus, is forced out of retirement in an attempt to clear her name while outrunning a mysterious enemy. Ooh. That sounds fun. What, is this a sequel? Like, I have not heard of The Black Lotus, but this one is titled The Black Lotus 2.
I'm assuming that it's a sequel, but I too am not sure. I'm not familiar with the...
Yeah, me neither. Oh, wow. Quan has, like, a bunch of this kind of mystery.
Yeah, that's why I was, like, I know that Quan has done a lot, but I was like, I don't know if this is specifically...
Yeah, me neither. It's also interesting, actually, now that I'm looking at Quan's other stuff, it's interesting that they title their books like movies.
I love it.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. They look like horror, like bad horror, not bad horror movies, but like that tier horror movie of like, we're still doing this.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, don't worry.
I don't mean it as a diss. It just has that energy.
Gary dissing our authors.
Just warm. What a monster of me.
On Sunday at noon, we have our regular romance book club meeting. It looks like for the November pick, they are doing Well Med by Jen DeLuca.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this. This came out recently. Oh, no. This was last year.
Yeah.
We might have done an event for this author when this book came out, though. It's a staff pick.
I remember
getting a bunch in the store and selling well.
Yeah, so it looks like this is, it's like an enemies to in
love. It very much is.
You know how I feel about that.
Yeah, we've talked about them.
I like it a lot, for those of you wondering how I feel about it.
In case you didn't know.
In case you did not know.
Yes, this should be fun. What time? That's it. I it's just closed that window. At noon, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm glad that our book clubs are still happening despite the store itself not being open for, like, people to come in.
Yeah, I feel like there was a bit of a pause there, but, you know, we got back on track.
Yeah, we were trying to figure stuff out.
I feel like there's no point, there's like no option but to keep moving at this point.
Yeah. Speaking of keeping moving, we have one more event to get through. On Monday at 7 o'clock, Lynn C. Miller is going to be in conversation with Francois. I don't know how to say his last name. Barod? Discussing The Unmasking, which is Lynn's new book that came out at the beginning of the month. We are going to be doing this one on Crowdcast as usual, and we're also offering signed and personalized book plates for the book. So if you'd like to get a copy of the book signed, well, not a copy of the book. If you want to get a book plate for your copy of the book, just make a note in the order comments within a week of the event date.
I really love the cover for this book.
I do too.
Is it a pig bird? Is it a bear bird?
It looks kind of like a bear. Like the bird head was like a mask they threw off.
Oh, that's what that is. I was wondering. I love it.
Yeah, it's got a cool energy.
I love artsy stuff. I don't know if you know that about me as an art major.
Oh, hey, really?
I know.
Shocking.
All right, enough. let's talk about some new books that are coming out this week. You wanna give me one?
I actually, because my first one was Preserve, which we've talked about, I'm gonna let you go first.
All right, I am happy to go first. I have two really good books that I want to talk about this week that I'm super excited about. I'm gonna start with the one that feels most appropriate following up Halloween weekend. And that is The Ravens by Cass Morgan and Danielle Page. It is about, it's like a dark contemporary fantasy about a sorority of witches.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and it happens in Savannah, Georgia. So I'm really excited to see how they sort of incorporate like
fun Southern Gothic vibes.
Yeah, like I love Southern Gothic aesthetic, like swamp goth, absolutely. And so I believe that the book is about two girls that are not necessarily witches that sort of end up entangled in this sort of witch sorority thing and like how that, you know, affects their lives. And I'm really excited about it. I love like witch books that talk about like covens and sisterhood and stuff like that. Like, I think it's such a classic thing that like I never get tired of hearing about.
That's cool. Yeah. I'm into that. The one I'm going to mention is called Legacy of Steel. It's book two in the Legacy trilogy from Matthew Ward, following the first one, Legacy of Ash. It says, a year has passed since an unlikely alliance saved the Tressian Republic from fire and darkness at great cost. Thousands perished, and Victor Akadra, the Republic's champion, has disappeared. While the ruling council struggles to mend old wounds and other factions sense opportunity... I read that funny. While the ruling council struggles to mend old wounds, other factions sense opportunity. Insidious Parliament of Crows schemes in the shadows while the East Hadari Emperor gathers his armies. We've talked... This happens every week. This is big high fantasy with cool politics stuff. Factions that are like manipulating each other. It's the threat of war looms, and it says, and this time the gods themselves will take sides, which is rad. Absolutely.
The second I saw the cover for this, I was like, this is a Gary book. Like,
yeah, absolutely. Like,
it's
this
got
is
that like emblematic, like extreme, like high fantasy, like with a touch of like medieval.
Yeah, it's 100%. It's published by Orbit. Like, this is very much in their aesthetic, I would say. And totally my kind of vibes.
I just have to say that I love that Matthew Ward calls himself a cat servant.
Yeah.
His like biography area. Like, at first I thought it said cat savant, and I was cat like, savant. Okay. But like, cat I can savant. And it was like, no, servant. And I was like, that makes more sense, I guess.
I wonder if Nick would consider himself a cat servant.
I would think so, considering that he collects strays like Marc Maron.
Yeah, honestly. He sent
and
a picture
I say that with full jealousy
chat today with like five cats hanging out outside his house.
I just love it.
It's
I'm jealous.
Great. What good energy.
Okay.
I'm excited about your last one.
I am too, which is why I saved it for last. This is a really unique book. Not so much as what, like, it's a Star Wars book, so that's not necessarily unique for us, but the content of it is, like, I think very rare. It's going to have a lot of, like, never-before-seen photography. Though I do want to fight him in the street. J.J. Abrams did a foreword for it. The book is a biography, is an autobiography by Anthony Daniels, the actor that was C-3PO.
And is C-3PO.
Well, I mean,
every time C-3PO has ever appeared in anything, it's always been Anthony Daniels.
Yes.
Like, they've recast so many other people, but he is, like, iconically C-3PO.
I just, like, it's literally, like, one of those things, like, you know, you think of certain characters and, like, there's just something iconic about their, like, the way they talk. Like,
yeah.
Like Kermit the Frog, for example. And, like, now that, you know, Kermit is voiced by a new person, like, it just always feels off. And, like, I can't imagine anyone else being C-3PO but Anthony Daniels.
Yeah.
And so I'm really excited to read this book. It's going to be about, you know, his entire career through being C-3PO and the very unique, beautiful perspective he has on the entire cinematic universe of Star Wars, because he's the only one that's been there the entire time.
Yeah, it's amazing. He's been in every film. He's shown up in all the TV shows. He's lent his voice to all the animated stuff. Like, it's really a testament to, like, his career. Like,
honestly,
everything,
like,
that he's done.
I feel like that's the dream, right? Like, it feels like he literally, like, hit the jackpot. He was like, this is going to be me forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I will do every single thing that this character shows up in. Like, that is dedication.
And honestly, it really is. And it just shows, like, how passionate he is about that character in particular.
And I just, like, I like how he calls C-3PO his golden companion. Yeah. And, like, I'm really excited to read this book. Like, I could keep, you know, gushing about it because I think it's so exciting. And I think it's like I said, like, it's such a unique perspective that nobody else can provide except for Anthony Daniels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's gonna be really fascinating. I like these kinds of autobiographies that are like, this is what my experience was with this character.
Definitely.
Because there was the Carrie Fisher book, Princess Diarist, from years ago. It was like maybe the year before she died, and it's all about what it was like for her being Leia, and just a lot of stories of, like, being on set and interacting with the franchise and what the character meant to her. And that's, like, fascinating to me.
I'm going to go ahead and assume that their experiences were wildly different.
Yup. Oh, of course. Of course.
I will never forgive George Lucas for being like, no bras in space. And then,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm sorry, but, like, majority of the outfits that they put women in were basically just bras.
Yup. Wasn't great. Wasn't great.
But yeah, so that is my last new title that I wanted to give a shout out to.
I think that'll be fun.
Yes.
All right.
Oh no, are we done?
I think that's it. It's not even been a half an hour yet. This is amazing.
Wow, look at us.
Look at us.
You know, comedians have a tight 5 and we have a tight 30.
I think that works. What are you reading right now?
I am working through How to Be Ace by Rebecca Burgess.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to specify, I had misread what the coming out date was for the book. It is available. Like, I think I said that it was a advanced reader copy I was reading, but it's not. Like, you can go buy it. You can go read it.
I did link it in Thursday's episode because you mentioned it after we did the Halloween ep.
Okay, I just wanted to specify.
Yeah.
And then, oh gosh, Hold on. I have to ask Dave. I just read a new comic and I want to give it a shout out. One sec. Mm-hmm.
I have expected it. Here you go. David!
This might be faster.
That's fair.
Ah, okay. Perfect. Okay. I also just read the first issue for Getting It Together. It's by Omar Spahi and Sina Grace. Sina is a friend of ours and he is absolutely phenomenal. Like,
that's cool.
I don't know. He's just like, you know, the vibe of like old Hollywood, like, fancifulness. Like, he is that to me for comics. Like,
that's cool.
He's just the moment. And so I read the first issue for that. It's from Image Comics and it is fantastic. It's all about like being in your 20s and like it's about like the main two characters are like a brother and sister and she's like in this like rock band and like, you know, he's like navigate, like they live in San Francisco and are just sort of navigating like the music scene and hookup culture and like surviving your 20s. And it's a really good book. I can't wait for the next issue to come out.
That's rad.
And since we don't sell single issues in store, I do want to shout out our local buddies, Kamikaze. Please, if you are local to San Diego, their shop is open in Claremont. And please go support them. They are wonderful folks. And they always send a lot of business our way. And it would be wrong of us not to return the favor.
Yeah, anytime that you've shouted out single issues of stuff, I've linked their website. Perfect. Because we love them over there.
Yeah, they're just the sweetest people.
Totally.
What are you reading?
I am, like I said on Thursday, I am just about finished with Thrawn Ascendancy Chaos Rising. They announced the name of the sequel today is Thrawn Ascendancy Greater Good, which sounds ominous, in my opinion.
I don't know. It sounds so like Thrawn to me. Like...
Thrawn can have a little casual genocide as a treat. We'll see what happens. I don't think that's actually going to happen, but like very much the chaos regions that the Chiss Ascendancy inhabits are like, it feels very much that the annihilation of a species is always on the line.
Oh yeah.
Which is nerve wracking. So I'm almost done with the Thrawn book. And then I also am, very slowly pushing my way through, what is the title of that one? Light of the Jedi, the Charles Soule that comes out next year.
Nice.
That I can't really say anything about, but I'm enjoying.
Good.
So that'll be fun. And then I downloaded the audiobook for Demon in White, the Chris Rocchio, but it's 30 hours. And so I've been like not throwing my time into that yet, but I'll get there.
That is... Yeah, that's quite a feat.
Well, I mean, it did take me like 2 months to get through the Howling Dark, so.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I'll get there eventually.
Anything else?
I think that's it. Do you want to plug stuff? Where can people find you?
Oh, yeah, you can find me on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, pretty much anywhere that people yell into the void. At Becca Bean, B-E-E-A-N. On Instagram, there's an underscore. On everything else, there is not. And also, if you're feeling generous, we'll link below. I am part of a new anthology that's coming out. My partner, David Marriott, and I co-created a short four-page comic for the Continental Cryptid Anthology. It's a collection of European monster stories, folklore, and just like cryptids in general. So we have our comic in it, and I'm also a part of some of the stretch goals. So we will link to that below. We've already funded. We funded in like 2 days, which is super...
That's amazing.
Super humbling, super exciting. So thank you so much to all of our friends and family that backed it. But we're just working on the stretch goals right now, and there's a lot of really cool stuff. There's, you know, we're about to hit the stretch goal for more printings, and one of our, like, highest goals is, like, enamel pins, so go check it out!
That's so fun!
Yeah!
I'm excited for you.
I know that you have stuff to plug as well.
Wow, I have so many things to plug. People can find me on Twitter at TheGaryRoby. That's R-O-B-Y for my last name. I've been retweeting a bunch of baseball stuff lately. You can find all you can find a bunch of shows that I do at duelinggenre.com. That's where I do Harry Potter Minute, I didn't do Back to the Future. That was Scott. Ferris Bueller's Minute Off. And on the Patreon for only $1, we are doing Scott Pilgrim Minute, which is really fun. We're trying to wrap that one up by the end of the year because we have a plan for a new podcast. So we are pushing through the end of the movie. Right now, we are in the midst of the fight with the Katayanagi twins.
Oh, okay. So I think that's realistic, the end of the year.
Yeah, I think we're probably the last couple weeks are going to just like have a bunch of episodes release all within a day or two of each other. Okay. Just to like get it done. I can't talk about what that next project is going to be, but it'll be the same crew. So that'll be a good time. And then I also just launched a new podcast called Infinite Cities Blazeball, which can be found on iTunes and Spotify. You can follow that at Cities Pod. And you can find me in the unlimited taco stand Discord server, where all of the fans of the Unlimited Tacos, who are one of the worst teams in baseball, hang out. So that I've been doing that for the last couple of weeks, and it's been very fun.
I blacked out. I have no idea what any of that means. So
I don't expect most people will, but I hope maybe, you know, if anyone listening follows baseball,
they'll be really excited.
Find me on Discord and check out Infinite Cities Podcast.
And as always, you know, all of the books that we've discussed and all of the events are linked below at mistgalaxy.com. Thank you to Austin Farmer for the use of our intro and outro music. It is cut from Kill the Farm Boy off of his album Bookshelf Symphony Orchestra. And you can find the link to his Spotify below as well. Mm. He has a ton of new projects that he's been doing. That man stays so busy.
I don't know how he has time.
It's exhausting to just think about it. And if you want to stay up to date on events, new releases, and all the other important info that we did not talk about on today's episode, you can follow us on all social media platforms at Mist Galaxy Books.
Yeah. All right. I think that's it.
Say it, Gary.
We'll see you again soon in a galaxy not so far away.
Yeah.
Yeah.